This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to www.accessradiotaranaki.com.
Grab your coffee and join Marlena Curtis right now for Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between with MK Spices here on Access Radio Taranaki.
Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa, nā mai haere mai, to Let's Talk Coffee and Everything in Between. I'm Marlena Curtis, your host from MK Spice. There are the...
Nice!
Yeah! Everybody knows that little catchphrase there. Now, MK Spice was born on Marlena's kitchen. That's another story which I will talk about later. I am doing a series on working mums, or that title, and trying to find a different word, because when you have children at home, you are still working, and it is hard work. Any parent out there will tell you that. It's not an easy job. And while there are thousands of books out there, really you're still just finding your way, because you can only raise children your way. So again, thank you to all of you who are raising our next generation, because they're going to be the next MPs, the next pilots, the next everything. So we inspire and encourage our youth. I hear a lot of older people talking about youth and about this, that, and the other, and oh, they're so miserable and they're rude, but I don't get that. Probably because I'm the spice queen, and Mama Malena, I don't know. But every single country that I go to, I even have the youth coming up to me and talking to me and say, you look amazing, oh my gosh. And I think it's the light we carry. I have so much respect for our youth, because with all due respect, times are different now. Times are a lot harder. We thought we had it hard growing up, but now it's a crazy world we're living in, and there's less work, there's less jobs, and they've got to and on top of that, there's the internet that can be your friend, or it can be a really, really bad enemy. As a parent, you have to navigate all of those waters. Absolutely everything. And it can be challenging, especially when your child comes home and says, oh, well, Johnny Smith has got this, and oh, Dadley Smith has got that. Oh, but she gets there up till this time. And you have your protocols set in place. And the little pearl of wisdom from Mama Malena is when you say, change your word from no to not now and see what happens. Also, when they are doing something and they've been told not to, and there's discipline coming, ask them what they feel that they deserve. Some of them might be smart Alex, by the way, and say nothing. But most children will sit there and think and go, okay, take away my time for watching movies, 3 hours, 4 hours. You'll be surprised at what they come up with. Hand the responsibility back over. It may or may not work. Depends if you where they're wired in that way. In the studio with me today, I have the wonderful Emma Boyd, who we have spoken to before about photography and how she got there. And wow, what a journey. I had no idea that this young lady had traveled all over the world and lived in all these different countries and worked for Fisher & Paykel, which is one of my favorite brands. Absolutely amazing. Now, on top of that, and I say on top of that because unless you are doing all of that, you have no understanding about getting your children ready for school. Now, even when they're older, there are still systems you have to set in place. And when they're gone, then you have to get yourself to where you're going. So welcome back, Emma.
Thank you, Marlena. I'm pleased to be here.
And we talked a little bit about coffee before, and we talked about that, you know, your favorite was, you like the long black with That's with cream, you said, right?
Yes, I
Isn't
did.
That keto? Apparently, that's got a flash name now. It's supposed
to
be keto.
Well, yeah.
Is your cream just a regular cream or Chantilly cream?
No, just regular cream. Just a bit of pouring cream. I mean, you know, you could whip it and add a little bit of cinnamon on top if you are feeling
fancy.
Yeah.
It's funny, I can't stand cinnamon. And people get saying to me, oh, can you make cinnamon spice? So I did.
Yes.
But then I forgot to put on the, you know, branding is everything.
Yes.
The word cinnamon in it, which is highly stupid, and it's a rookie mistake, so I have to now go and get the labels redone. Because they had no idea. It's a bit ridiculous, isn't it? You know, you make a beautiful spice, it's got this great, fantastical name, and then they go, yeah, but we don't know what's in it. I was like, ugh.
Yes.
Anyhow, Getting back to motherhood. So again, thank you very much for raising the next generation.
You're welcome.
Just talk us through a typical morning of getting them out of the house to school. Go through it step by step, because sometimes you can forget, especially when you get older and then your children have gone, you forget. And especially if you have, I mean, getting one out is bad enough, but two, three, and then God knows if you've got eight, you need to have a rest, sit down, go somewhere.
Compose yourself.
Yeah. So just talk us through that a little bit.
So I've got three kids. My daughter Pia is eight. My boy Ahi is 11. And then my oldest boy Mahia is 13. And he just started boys' high this year. So that's been exciting. However, we live in Inglewood, so it means that Mahia has to be at the bus stop for the bus that goes at 7:34.
That's early.
Yes, it is early. And I, you know, waking my kids up is not one of the things that I love. So I have to get up first to kind of get things moving. Because he's just started, I will confess that I make his lunch and his breakfast, because I, you know, it's a big change for him. And I'm really mindful of just kind of managing that transition, I suppose. He came from, my kids have all been at Kaimata School with a roll of 100, you know, and now at boys high with 1800. I mean, it's, you know, so many changes all at once. So I wake him up at 7:15. He gets moving or not, I might have to go down there and kind of, you know, turn on the light or open the curtains or pull back the blankets or whatever it is to get him moving. And so once he's out the door, he kind of has to be out my door at 7:28 to make the bus. He walks around the corner. And then it's getting my other two up and moving. My kids are massive readers, so often I can get them out of bed, but then, you know, and I'll assume that they're moving, but no, they're actually just sitting there reading their books. So
well, at least they're reading.
Oh yeah, it's a wonderful thing. I feel incredibly grateful that my kids are readers.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's one thing right there that's a protective coating around them is the reading. And of course, reading, if you can't afford to travel, is great. It takes you to so many different places. The imagination. And here's the funniest thing. You know, when people said to me, oh, when did you read the, when there's a movie out and then the book comes out, or the books are out and then the movie's out, I'm a person, I make a conscious decision. If there's a movie coming and the book is like, I can't lift it, I'm going to watch the movie.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
But what I did with Stieg Larsson was that I read the books.
Yes.
And then I saw the movie.
Okay.
And then I was disappointed because my imagination was far greater than what I saw on screen. And also, why would you have somebody in a book so handsome? I'm sorry, but the actor, he was a fine actor, but please.
Didn't live up to your expectations.
I'm not saying I'm a Mona Lisa myself, but for, you know, and that's what I'm talking about. So I, to protect myself, like Harry Potter, everybody's boasting, oh, I've read this. The acting was superior. And I thought, well, no, if I go and read the book, I'm going to blow that out of the water, because I know what my imagination's like.
Yeah. Oh, it's such a gift. It's a joy to see my kids read. And the other cool thing too is my son's 13 and he's 13 and a half and he still doesn't have a cell phone. So that's, you know, as a parent, that's something that I'm going to kind of champion. And
so how did you manage that? How did you manage to have a child that, because I know I'll tell you mine, especially being a boy, it's just a son, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Being that old.
Mm.
Well, he's not old, he's only young still, but you know what I mean, without a cell phone.
I, you know, he will often actually say to me, Mum, you don't need to tell me, you've like drilled that into me enough now, you know, like I think it's just something that, you know, in terms of devices and this, can be crazy online world, I've just been really conscious of how I navigate through that. And actually having really open and honest conversations with my kids about why and the risks. And so it's just been a matter of, you know, talking to him about why it is that we don't want him to have the phone. And, yeah, I mean, even though he's taking the bus to and from boys' high, it's been fine.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? people used to get on a train and travel miles and miles, and you had, all you had was the telephone box. People, yeah. Telephone boxes was a box, literally, with a phone in it. And then, yes, you had to put coins. Coins is money. I'm sure you know what a coin is. And you had to feed the phone to make a phone call. So if you were away from home, there was no phone just hanging out the sky. That's what you used, yeah? Because I've noticed they've been taken away. Like, there used to be one on Frankley Park outside the... Yeah, I don't even barely have post office.
Yeah,
I don't know. They're trying to get rid of the post, but you really can't reach into your computer and drag things out. So that's something that will remain. But I tell you what I love about books is the smell.
Yes.
The pages, because I'm tactile.
Yes.
So I will have things on my iPhone that I use. I like doing puzzles and things like that because my brain, like, I remember seeing a young person and he had a phone, an iPad, this and a book. And I was like going, all of those things? And he goes, got to have more than one screen, ma'am. And I went, oh, okay, more than one screen. So I tried it and I thought, this is what he's talking about. However, if you find a show that's challenging, you don't need anything else because your brain has to engage. And that's one of the reasons why I watch my iPad, because I liked, okay, everybody, you all know I'm a control freak. I'm going to be honest. I am a control freak. I always have been, always will be. And I am a Virgo. So yes, I am a perfectionist, just like yourself. That's why you're top of your game. You always going over. So as mother, you've sat down and you've gone, you know what? No, it's unnecessary. Good for you. Not saying everybody out there, sorry, I don't want thousands of people ringing in and going, there.
Oh, each to their own. Like, exactly. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. It's just what feels right for me.
Exactly. Yeah. So you've talked us through the morning where they could be reading. You go back and say, come on, let's go.
Yeah, so now I actually have three kids at three different schools. My daughter has just started at Inglewood Primary and... So I, you know, we kind of finally get out the door at 8:15. They've finally put their books down and had some kai and brushed their teeth and packed their bags. And then actually I've started doing some carpooling, which is amazing with the cost of fuel these days. So I'll pick up another boy on the way out to Kaimata, drop off him and my son, and then head back to Inglewood Primary and walk my daughter into school. And generally, you know, I might kind of walk out of there probably just before the bell. And yeah, so that's the morning of getting the kids to school.
And then you get, I wouldn't even say you get a break, because then you go, you do your photography and organise the rest of the house, because usually it's a splat. So you have to go back and get it out of the war zone, so to speak.
Yes, yes.
And then they have to come back to you, don't they?
They sure do. They sure. And then there's the managing of all of the, you know, extracurricular activities.
Talk us through some of those, please.
So my kids have just started this year Cubs and Scouts, which has been really cool.
Oh, that's still going?
Yeah.
And I thought that had died off.
No, I know, and I kind of wondered about that too, but it seems in Inglewood anyway that things are really healthy on the Cubs and Scouts.
So when you say
scene.
Cubs and Scouts, is that the Brownies and all of that? Yeah, are they all there still?
Yes, they are. My daughter does Cubs. I don't know if that's
what
a new
that?
Thing.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I mean, there's lots of different components. There's service to community, connecting with the environment.
So is the Cubs just for the smaller children and
correct.
They go into the Brownies?
And then Scouts.
And then Scouts go into the
I think
the
there's Adventurers.
Army?
And then, yeah, not quite.
Sorry, people. Everybody knows I'm British. A British sense of humour. There we have it. So, sorry, proceed, sorry.
Yes. Yeah, so, you know, they'll go on camps, they'll learn to cook over an open fire, tie knots.
And they know not to bring an open fire into the house.
They sure do. My kids would probably try.
Your kids will.
So there's that. There's the football season's beginning, which is actually new for my boys and possibly my girl. We're going to find out today whether or not she can play too, which I think, you know, we need more girls in sports, right, particularly as they
exactly.
age. And They all play an instrument. So my daughter plays the piano, Ahi, my middle boy, plays the guitar, and Mahia plays the drums, though also at Boys High he's doing sax lessons too, which is pretty cool.
He's doing the saxophone.
Yeah, which is amazing.
I had that at my wedding. Oh, I had to cry to get him to play because he was very shy.
Wow.
Saxophonist. He was amazing. And my friends said to me, that was really good, Marlene. How did you pull it off? I'm an actress. But the sound, it just resonates with most people, not everybody, but that sound, the violin, if you're not careful, can sound like a strangled cat.
Sure.
But the saxophone,
That's beautiful. Even with him just simply playing some notes sounds amazing, you know, as he begins on his journey.
And I don't think people understand that the right side of the brain for the art actually helps the left side of the brain. Yeah?
Yeah.
For mathematics and science. And that's a scientific fact, people. You can go on Google and check it. And if I was brainy enough to know that, who knows? But I know that. And you find that, I used to have, when I had the Marlene Curtis Stage School, I had a lot of children there who were more into maths and and sciences and stuff like that. But they came because they had another outlet and they could just have fun, basically.
Yes.
And the piano, I love the piano. I used to play the piano. I recorded not very well, but the piano by ear.
Wow.
And I used to watch my friend's fingers and she would show me what to do and I would just follow her.
Wow.
I never read music.
Amazing.
I always play, even the guitar, get this.
Wow.
So I'm sitting in the choir playing the guitar. I couldn't read music. I used to copy their fingers.
Oh, wow.
That's how fast my brain used to work. I can't do that
That's
now.
That's fascinating.
I lost that tech. But I'd love to do piano again. I think piano is something I always felt like if you're angry, you can go. that's what I can see. If you're in a bad mood, if you're in a good mood, it just takes you through,
Well, and I think it's that it taps into creativity and playfulness, right? And I think as adults, those are things that sadly just kind of fall by the wayside, you know? And I think we actually need to actively practice them.
No, that's right. I think that, you know, there was a huge discussion with I won't name names, and I wasn't there, by the way, it doesn't really matter, but a very well-known actor and a nut. Oh, sorry, I can't remember his name, and someone else. And he was saying that AI will eventually put all the actors and all the musicians out of business. And so the guy didn't get angry. He just turned around and he just said, if that were true, there would be no more films being made.
Yeah.
If that were true, Michael Jackson's music would not still be at the top. Yeah?
Well, AI doesn't have soul.
There you go. So what you've just said may be a vision for you, who you're a non-visionary, non-artist, but for that's what I'm saying. He didn't say that. But we know the book readers, the musicians, the coffee, the baristas, everything is art form. My lovely, lovely, lovely man, Dave Pope over here, who is doing all this, the sounds. It's an art form.
Yeah.
Yeah?
For sure.
Well, you could have a chimpanzee sitting there, but I don't think they could do it. When you get an IR robot, absolutely not.
Yes.
Humans are here to stay. And don't get me wrong, I use AI for certain things. Like when I come...
It's another tool, isn't it?
It's another tool, but it doesn't take over.
No.
I remember the first time I tried to use AI and I did put some writing in and it sent me back my own words. And I was like, well, that's not very good, is it? Either I'm brilliant or it's useless. One of the two. But as a mum, you're making so many decisions. Let me ask you this question, Emma. I know for myself, when I used to wake up, you're the last person you think about. As soon as you wake up, it's... Well, I know you have your little coffee, you go outside, you can try and debrief before everything comes into it, which is fantastic, by the way. But prior to that waking up, it's everything else, isn't it?
Yeah.
How do you plan your day? Do you plan it in your mind? Do you plan it the night before? Because you said something about that you do the lunches as well.
Yeah, I'm not the best planner, really. How do I plan my day? I'm learning to prioritize myself a little more every day.
Well done.
And also, my kids you know, like it's such a responsibility being a parent, hey, and mm-hmm. particularly in this crazy world. And so they do come first in the sense that when I'm with them, it's really important to me to be present, you yes. know, and so I don't take zillions of phone calls and send zillions of texts or go on my kids. I just want to be there for my kids. I mean, the time is so short, right?
It is very short.
That they're even with you at home.
It really is. And the funniest thing is, I remember my mother-in-law saying to me, when they've grown up, you know, I don't, but that's not the point because it's going to come back. But it's something that I say to people, enjoy, be present, be totally present. Because one of my friends brought up something really good and she said to me, I couldn't decide whether to take the photo or not of the situation that was happening because they were doing really well. She goes, but if I did that, I'd come out of the moment.
Yeah,
but
for then, sure.
It's like that. Motherhood, parenthood is like that, isn't it? It's deciding so many decisions in one day, so many concepts that we have to go through. And I've just been waved in by my other producer on my right here, Olena Williams from Olena Williams Media, which is thank goodness because we'd be here talking the hind legs off a donkey.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for your contribution to Let's Talk Coffee and everything in between. Thank you for sharing about your beautiful children. I can't wait to meet them. They sound amazing.
Well, and I would also like to add, I'm not perfect, you know, like I'm perfectly imperfect, and you know, I've talked about all of these wonderful things, and also life is very messy too, you know.
Aren't we all, my darling?
Yes.
Aren't we all? But it's good to talk about the good things, the other stuff we can leave behind, because some of your insights will help others. I give them the good insights. What's the use of them? The bad? They've got enough bad insights.
That's true.
So I don't yes. to add to it. Yes. So my wonderful people, that's Emma Boyd talking about motherhood and working as a mother, all those lovely things, still trying to find a word for that. Thank you so much again for coming through. Really appreciate it. Have
Thank
a wonderful
for
day.
Me on. You too. Yeah.
Thank you. So this is Marlena Curtis over and out. But let's talk coffee and everything in between. Matawa. Till next time.
Thanks for listening to this episode. For more information and others just like this, head along to our website. accessradiotaranaki.com.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki with help from New Zealand On Air. To find more local content, go to our website accessradiotaranaki.com.